Recent rainfall is hurting Northwest ski areas' chances of fully opening by Thanksgiving, but the rain clouds have a silver lining. Reporter Devin Schwartz explains how rain in the Cascade Mountains may help reduce avalanche danger.
Just a few days ago, early season skiing looked promising throughout the Northwest, but then freezing levels rose and snow turned to rain at many ski areas. Dave Tragathon is a spokesman for Mount Hood Meadows Ski and Snowboard Resort.
I think we're going to do everything we can to try to get open, even on a limited basis for the weekend. The thing that scares me is whether we feel we can sustain it, because I just hate opening and then closing.
In the last 20 years, Tragathon has seen opening days range from early October to mid-December. Julie Caberly is a government hydrologist who follows the snowpack closely. Caberly says rain washes away lower elevation snow, but at higher elevations, it helps form strong, stable snow layers.
That's going to be good in the long run because we don't want loose, light, slopey snow underneath a heavy, wet snow. And so that's kind of the big key, is you don't want something heavy over something light.
Starting the season with strong, stable snow is less likely to trigger avalanches. In the backcountry and at local resorts, avalanches can cause injuries or even deaths. As Northwest ski areas begin to open, eager skiers and snowboarders may not be praying for rain. But if this ski and snowboard season lasts through April, they may appreciate a stable, wet snowpack. I'm Devin Schwartz reporting.